We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
I'll bet you can't beat that story with old Lucas and his wife, can you?
If he does, he gets extra points for that.
You can't top that today.
That's the top of the heap there, Joe.
You imagine police put up with that, huh? They must get that stuff all the time.
I can imagine. We had a guy just tweeted me and said, I've been a cop for 38 years. Can't make this bleep up. Happens every day, all day, every day. The golfer story. That's sad.
Crazy. Yeah. What do you got there for us today, Wood?
All right, Joe. So you're always seem Boss? To be concerned about, thank you, what people eat, what these athletes are eating, right?
Before hey, man.
Games, after games.
I'm trying.
This is a fascination of yours, basically, right? For whatever reason.
Yeah. So, could get interesting soon.
So in this story, rolled across the desk here, Joe, the meal that Alex Ovechkin eats before his games, he goes for the high-calorie, high-carb meal from a restaurant called Mama Lucha. And he eats a chicken parm with noodles, bread, and cheese.
Oh, he loads up.
Before his games. Wow. The kind of meal that would make most of us pass out.
Super. Yeah, I'd eat that and fall asleep.
He's a super carb guy. Yeah. That's super carb.
Yeah, that is a meal and a half. Chicken parm sub and, like, pasta, too, and noodles?
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Two biggest changes in sports over the years is the amount of money guys are making and the way they eat now. I'm telling you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're right.
There ain't no guys. Hey, by the way, I got another compliment on that Don Strock thing. Like, people love the Don Strock story.
Yeah, we
got
to get that.
Had guys going, dude, it's amazing. Guys used to smoke in the locker room, and now they're, like, eating broccoli at halftime.
Fridays with Stroker. We got to get something set up. We have to. I need stories.
Why don't you work on that?
I'm trying. I can't, boss.
Yeah. What else you got today?
Can you approve that?
What do you got, Big Cheese?
You ready to get to the next one here? We have our newest injury that did not occur technically on the field here. This is Red Sox pitcher Carson Smith, and he was heading into the dugout, threw his glove out of frustration, and basically shredded his shoulder while he was doing this. He suffered something called a shoulder subluxation, and he is placed on the 10-day DL with no timetable to return, and they said the injury has a potential to be, quote, a major injury. Wow. Throwing his glove in frustration.
Wow.
Control your temper, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's stupid. Threw your glove?
That'd be a tough one to try to explain to the big boss.
Yeah.
The president and GM on a talk.
GM talks to the manager. What happened
let
to
me, let me hear
what happened to Hollywood? Happened. I threw his glove at the wall.
Threw his glove. Tore
his shoulder up.
He's
going to be out 9 months.
Another bad outing.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot more of those lately. The Blake Griffin one comes to mind.
That's right.
He punched the trainer in the face.
Yeah, he did. Right. That's right. He'd break his hand, right, or something like that. Goodness gracious. Control yourselves, people, including you, Krista.
All right, guys. Sports betting is right around the corner here, and New Jersey is obviously supposed to be one of the first places to start taking bets, and it looks like Memorial Day, Monmouth Park in New Jersey, they are set up and ready to go, and they're expecting to start taking wagers there, and they believe that the sports book could generate at least $750 million year for Monmouth Park.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Be a lot of people there making wagers.
Boy, there's some bookies going out of business
Yes, they're scared. They're going to start moving down to these states in the South or Utah where they know that it's not going to happen for a while. Still going to be illegal for a while in those states.
Couple more here, guys. The Spurs' newest star, DeJounte Murray, was in Beverly Hills with his Instagram model girlfriend, and they decided to pass by Mastro's for dinner. Mastro's upscale steakhouse, of course. Now, they didn't recognize him at the door or his Instagram model girlfriend, and he was rejected at the door trying to get in because the model was wearing a little bit of a racy outfit, and they have a dress code there, so they said no go.
Wow. She didn't whip out her phone and show how many followers she's got on Instagram.
Well, Murray actually asked for the manager, smooth things over with the manager, and was able to get in. But the Instagram model girlfriend had him stopped at the door.
All right.
And one more here, guys. This is out of Michigan. A 47-year-old Michigan woman was fired after she put laxatives in brownies intended for a send-off for a worker who was leaving for another job.
God,
they said
that
there had been prior incidents between the two workers, and this was her final going-away present to the worker. Now, police actually investigated the issue. Now, we discussed this similar situation here before. When you were talking about people stealing food out of the fridge, do you recall?
I do. That got pretty ugly.
So it's illegal to do this, to put stuff in people's food. And this woman got, they actually investigated it and they caught her.
God.
Laxatives, huh?
Boy, that's going the extra, really hate that's somebody. Going the extra mile of hatred right there.
You got to really hate somebody.
One thing to dislike somebody, it's another. Let me get him going out the door with something.
Here, we just, have some we more just had a boss leave here. We would have never done that to him.
See, the fact that you even bring it up.
You got to be careful now. You're in management. When you bring up like the, you're not in the locker room anymore.
That's a good
you know
point.
That, right?
You're not one of us.
You're not one of us anymore.
I'm out of the crew.
You got to be a pro's pro now.
Yeah.
So help me out here. Who's the new, just so I get this, who's the assistant program director here?
For our station?
Yeah.
It's our station and the and 790 also.
Who?
The Beast. Brian London.
You got to be kidding.
No. I got the email yesterday. That's when I found out about Hollywood.
They just let him go from here, like how many years ago? That's amazing. That's good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're made up of second chances in life around here.
We got it.
So that's good.
But it's good for Hollywood. That's
good thing
we're
you
celebrating
never get a
Hollywood.
Second chance, by the way.
What's that?
It's a good thing you never get a second chance.
I've had a few.
Ripping everyone else.
I'm not ripping anybody. I think it's great. Hey, we got the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022. Or as Lynn likes to say, 560-22. What do you got for us here today, man? What are you smiling about? What's so funny?
I'm laughing at everything. I want to be
You're
careful in front of
everything?
Our new boss. I got to read these right. I'm going to make sure I pronounce everyone's names right and everything.
Right.
Now, Hollywood's here. He's management.
Are you guys going to be D-bags just for the whole day, or is this going to be a long
No, this is it now.
Dude, you're out of the locker room, bro. I just want D-bag for a day. Yeah.
D-bag for a day?
D-bag for a day,
no,
Joe
Rose.
No,
that's not fair. We're starting at 7:51. Does this go into tomorrow also up to 7:51? Or we have to stop today at 10? Joe Omar Kelly better buy that wedding cake that she wants or else. You see
I'm
what
not
happened
doing
with Krista.
It. I'm not doing it. I'm
no?
not. No, I'm not getting baited into Omar stuff enough. Leave Omar
no
alone.
More?
I got a text from Omar, and Omar, he's got some, I'm not getting into it. He asked me. Go ahead. What do you got?
What did he say?
Nothing. Go.
Wow. I didn't. Breaking news?
No, I didn't know he
not
texted you.
Not breaking news. What else you got? Go.
Wow. Here's
no
more on
Omar.
Omar.
No.
Okay, I'll go to the next one. You sure?
What did it say? But go ahead.
No, I'm
he
not going to read it.
Looks serious.
I know. I'm not even looking at him right now. Sorry, boss. So let me get this straight. You idiots think that the golfer should run for the hills and leave these little kids with a drunk mom. This guy is brave for taking a beating for the kids and being there as a dad, and you coconuts are berating him like his wife does. To me, this guy is a class act. No, sir. I'll tell you exactly what
no,
I feel.
No. That, by the way, we were just talking about this during the break. That's a legit point. But at some point,
I don't want him to leave and leave the kids with a drunk mom.
You got to either. She got to straighten out. Like, no man should take that. And I understand, by the way, it's not good for the kids either.
It's horrible for the kids to see that.
For anybody that's ever been in one of those relationships, you want to make sure as you get out, you want to make sure that, you know, everything's good and the kids and all that stuff. But the last thing you want to do is stay around and have kids. Put up with that. I'm sorry. And if he's getting out on a regular basis, you know, you don't just stay in those to get abused. I mean, you're no good getting abused like that. It can't be good for his career,
no.
Which pays the bills for the kids and everybody else.
$20 million career earnings.
But Joe, I get that. I understand.
That's it. Joe, I could take being called a bleep hole by my wife, but the P word, we done.
Yeah. I can't. How many words can she call you before? Yeah, no. That takes manhood. You start calling calling me a loser. Like, dude, that was such a loser. Like,
yeah.
I'm okay with that. But you call me a pussycat.
Yeah.
That's.
Glad I threw the cat in there, just in case. Glover's wife hit his mother with a 9-iron. The police asked how many times she hit her. She replied 4, 5, 6. I don't know, but put me down for a 5.
People are idiots.
Yeah.
Somebody out there is listening, laughing right now. You're a bad human being, whoever you are. But
someone
I'm
texted in.
You know,
Joe,
some of the best texts we've ever gotten.
Yeah, those are good.
Read that again. That's really good.
It's a good one. No, there's better ones now coming. Joe, have you talked to your new boss yet, the Beast?
I haven't talked to Beast in years.
Someone just asked.
It's amazing.
I know. Been in the business for a long time. You haven't seen him in a while. I guess the regime change was good for Hollywood. That guy Ryan's gone. Someone wrote that. Yeah.
We miss him.
Yeah.
Why do you always say stuff when you don't mean it? Like, it's just such a that's
yeah, don't say
D-bag.
We. You said we, right? As all
yeah, you're all a D-bag. He treated you like crap, okay? He didn't treat us like crap. He treated you like crap. So say you don't miss him, but don't always do that stuff. You're so weak.
Why was he so nice to you, though?
Because he liked my personality.
He did like Joe's personality.
What else you got, man?
Joe, Hollywood's program coordinator? Just wait till he gets home tonight. The streak might be over. Doubt it. Sorry, boss.
God.
Horn dog Texan. Sounds
like, horny. Jeez.
Sounds like he married the chick from that Uber ride. Hollywood has his 911 call. Play it. Sounds like the Uber driver from the Michael Oher incident also. Laughing my ass off.
You want to go to break on Oher?
That's not his name? What is it?
Oh.
Her? Was it Oher?
Oher. What a left tackle. Oher. Mm-hmm. He does it again. Hey, we got to go to break here. You too. You guys can't make this up.
No.
The rain's starting to get to everybody around here in the afternoon.
Oh, there's some good. I can't wait till the next
time.
We
got Ira Winderman going to join us from the Sun Center. We're going to talk some NBA basketball at 8 o'clock with Ira, who hadn't been able to play. He's probably in a pissy mood because he hasn't been able to play tennis for a few days.
He is or you are?
What, is he hurt?
Me.
You're hurt. Yeah,
I'm sure he feels the same way. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.